This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. President of the United States Donald Trump will headline the National Gala for the Susan B. Anthony List May 22nd. The event will also honor Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway with its Distinguished Leader Award. The President puts the life issue front and center with his appearance and will likely serve to highlight his promises to voters and his pro-life actions. Canadian MP Ted Falk faces sanctions after an elegant pro-life challenge directly to Prime Minister Trudeau in Parliament Monday. When Trudeau staunchly declared that abortion rights would always be defended, Falk called out, "It's not a right." Parliamentary chaos ensued, followed by Trump taking the last word with a slam on conservative MPs. Thousands protested last week in Canada to oppose Trudeau's position. This is Life News Radio. It is not enough to hope that abortion-minded women should choose adoption. We must encourage the thinking of adoption as a loving, holy sacrifice. We can help encourage mothers in crisis pregnancies to not fear, but to consider adoption as part of God's plan for a child and help them consider what God wants for their child. For more information and encouragement, visit holyfamilyadoption.org. holyfamilyadoption.org. Pro-Life Ireland is running a gauntlet of media manipulation of polling and illegally large foreign money as they try to keep Pro-Life Amendment 8. Ireland faces legal abortion to 6 months of pregnancy if 8 is rejected next week. And Alfie Evans was laid to rest Monday. The boy who was refused a formal diagnosis was mourned by thousands. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.